So we have this parable of Jesus talking about this meal. And we might be tempted to think that it's primarily about how to act in public. You know, don't be a doofus, basically, is what he's saying. You know, when you go to the wedding feast, you got the little name cards now, so some of the heat is taken off, so we know where we're supposed to sit. But what I was thinking of the majority of the week was not just as simple as how to act when you go out and you're invited to eat. For some reason, what was going through my head is a saying, if the gates of heaven open to you, will you walk by? If the gates of heaven open for you, will you walk by? Thinking, oh, the old boy slipped, he's gone right off the edge. But think about it. I mean, what are the struggles that you have in your life right now? And we're only human. I mean, we've got the struggles. Relationship struggles, health struggles. I mean, they're just there. And often we pray that God will intervene, that God will help, that God will be present. But if the gates of heaven open to you, will you even know that they're open? I asked Janelle this yesterday about my little thought. The gates of heaven open to you, what would you do? She looked at me and she said, well, I'd walk in. I said, well, that makes a lot of sense. Right? Caught me off guard. But I think that sometimes when the gates of heaven open to us, we don't walk in. We walk by. And I've talked before, Teresa of Avila, St. Teresa of Avila, talks about the hinges on the door of the gates of heaven, the gates to your soul. And their humility, prayer, and self-knowledge. And I think that, you know, our readings today are talking about humility. And it's more than just how to act in public. I think humility is key in not only the door being opened, but us walking through. I was talking with a friend of mine about this yesterday, and she told a story of a friend of hers who has 5 or 6 children. And what this man would do with each one of his children is in the backyard there was a big tree. And the tree had one of these straight out vertical branches that came out to kind of hang a swing on. And he would take each of his children out there before they were even a year old, and he'd set them on that branch. And they'd look, bang, you know, they're sort of raising a fuss. And I don't blame them. Sitting on a branch. Can't stabilize themselves, don't know what it's about. But he was always there to catch them. Never let them fall. And eventually, they're cool with sitting on the branch because dad's there, right? Every one of his children he did this with until they stopped fussing about being on the branch. How many times in your life have you felt like that little uncoordinated kid sitting on a branch and not being sure that your father was there to catch you? God helps those who help themselves. How many of we heard that, right? I mean, most of us have. So when we're out on that branch, we think that we got to do it. That we're in charge, that we're the only one, that all of this is dependent on our effort. And it's not. any more than that little kid balancing on that branch. I mean, he's going to try to balance there. But whether or not he falls or is caught isn't about his effort. It's about his father being there to catch him. His father knew he was on the branch. He put him there. God knows what we're going through. But often, this issue of humility is huge because we just think it's our deal. And I think there's two key things that stand in the way of humbly being open to walk through that door of heaven, that gate of heaven when it opens. I think one is anger. We're just PO'd because our life didn't work the way that we thought that it should. God didn't do what we suspected that God should. God didn't catch us when we were going to fall, let us hit. We're just straight up angry. Maybe we're angry at ourselves. We're angry at other people. But often we're just angry at God. We're angry at God because we're old. We're angry at God because our relationships broke up or they didn't turn out. We're angry at God because we're sick. But there's something below anger. And if silence is God's first language and we're saying, be still and know that I am God, then we need to be silent enough to listen to the anger. Be humble enough to listen to the anger. What's below the anger? Fear. I'm really afraid, ultimately. I'm afraid of being sick. I'm afraid of my relationships breaking down. I'm afraid to die, and I'm afraid of getting old. But then there's something below the anger, too, isn't there? Powerlessness. I can't do anything to change this. I've tried everything that I can try, and my relationship still isn't any better. My health still isn't any better. My finances still aren't any better. I've done everything that I can. Again, on each one of those steps, you've got to be humble enough to let go. I think another thing, and I mean, we can go on and talk about this one forever, but besides anger, I think another obstacle toward being humble to walk through that door is depression. Many of us are just depressed. We don't find any joy in our lives. We don't find any joy in our families. We don't find any joy in our work. I'm a teacher and I got to face these little doofuses every day. Oh man, that's terrible. Often depression is really based in two things, and one is unresolved grief and loss. And the other is unresolved trauma. But you see, the key in all of this is being humble enough to ask for help. That is just sitting out on that limb to know that you're not just going to be left there to drop off the limb. We gather in this building every Sunday. In a special time. We make this a holy time, but you see, when we gather here, the holiness of this time together is just a reminder of the holiness of all time. We gather in this special place, but the holiness of this place is just a reminder of the holiness of all places. We share a Eucharistic meal, but sharing that sacred meal is just a reminder of the sacredness of all meals. And that when you're sitting out on that limb, that's a sacred place, that's a sacred time, it's a sacred blessing for you. Because think back upon your lives. When you have gone through those times of struggle and pain and fear and depression and anxiety and trauma, often when you're through it, there's an unexpected grace that rises up out of it. And a grace that you would not have received had you not walked through that. So if the gate of heaven opens to you, as my wife says, be humble enough to walk through. Even if that gate is clouded in depression and anger and trauma. Walk through. May the Lord bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.